I trust at the beginning of this session, you did arouse the motivation that is in harmony with, in accordance with these teachings. There's only one, of course. Bodhicitta. And as for imparting teachings, listening to teachings, then likewise for putting them into practice, in Dzogchen, only one motivation, bodhicitta. So now is the time. Arouse your best approximation of a resolve, not merely an aspiration, but a resolve, a promise to all sentient beings with all the Buddhas as your witness, I shall achieve perfect enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. And I shall remain as long as there's even one sentient being still subject to suffering and its causes until all are free. And with this motivation, then strike the vital point of the body by relaxing the body. Be mindfully aware of the body as you settle it in a state that is relaxed, still and vigilant. And strike the vital point of the speech, especially the inner speech, the voice of the mind, the internal commentary. Strike the vital point by allowing this inner voice of the mind to settle in its natural state of effortless silence. And while doing so, let your vital energies be just as they are. Let them flow naturally by settling your respiration in its natural rhythm, effortlessly and unimpededly. And then moving along this trajectory from coarse to subtle, we come to the subtlest, the vital point of the mind. And as if with a sigh of relief, breathing out, releasing, relaxing, letting go of all grasping, the grasping of hope and fear, desire and aversion, the grasping of identifying with thoughts, desires, emotion, release, relax, utterly relax. And by releasing grasping, you allow your awareness to settle right where it is. Resting at ease. Free of grasping, it is unmoving, unwavering, it is still. And free of grasping, too, and identifying with the obscurations of the mind. You unveil the natural luminosity of your own awareness, and so you rest your awareness in a state of ease, stillness, and clarity, and rest there effortlessly. And sustain this flow of mindful presence rooted in the immediacy of the present moment. Sustain this mindful presence without distraction and without identifying with or appropriating anything. Appearances are just appearances. They don't belong to you or anyone else. Let your eyes be open, at least partially. Open all six doors of perception, all of the five senses, physical senses. Open the door of your mind. From the stillness of your awareness, now view panoramically, excluding no appearances, no editing, no censorship. All manner of appearances arising to your awareness. There's the full view. All six cinemas playing simultaneously. Six screens around you. You're in the center of the auditorium. And the five sensory screens are non-overlapping. You don't see smells. You don't hear colors and so on. Non-overlapping screens, domains. There's a sixth screen that is also unique, that which appears only to mental perception. So six screens. But with your mental awareness, you're able to view one of them, if not moment by moment, simultaneously. You are able to open your senses and from moment to moment, see what appearances arise in any of these six fields of experience. And as the Buddha counseled in his pith instructions, Dubahiya, in the scene, let it be just the scene. Don't elaborate, don't project upon it. Whatever appears within the visual domain, just see it for what it is and nothing more. And likewise for the other five fields, including thoughts, images, mental appearances. They're just appearances. And whether you consult with a knowledgeable Buddhist scholar or contemplative, or whether you consult with a physicist or a neurophysiologist or psychologist, were you to ask any of them, any knowledgeable person, do these appearances that I am perceiving exist out there? And now let's directly focus just on those five, our five portals to the world around us, including our own bodies, our portals to the phenomena arising in the external world, which are apprehended by the mind. Do these appearances exist out there? Are they in the very nature of the atoms, the fields, particles, waves, neurons, dendrites, synapses, glial cells, are they out there? Are these appearances out there? And if it's not already obvious to you, listen to them. No, emphatically, unequivocally, without any trace of a doubt, these appearances, which seem to be out there, the colors seem to be out there, that sound seem to come from over there, the tactile sensation from over there. Oh, I'm smelling the fragrances from, oh, I'm tasting the taste from the food on the plate, on my plate. They seem to be coming over there. They seem to be out there. But these are delusive appearances. They seem to be out there. But the appearances are not, is it not obvious? None of these qualia, appearances by way or by means of which we apprehend the surrounding world, none of these appearances are out there. Is that not obvious? Not forget. The very nature of your consciousness is luminous and cognizant. And all these appearances, and for right now in this session, we'll just focus on the appearances by way of the five physical senses. All these appearances are simply expressions of the luminosity of your own consciousness. They have no existence. They would not exist at all if if they were not being illuminated by your own consciousness. No consciousness, no appearances at all. The entire universe would not look like anything, smell like anything, feel like anything, hear. It would be a universe that is in every way invisible. And that's no universe at all, because no one would know anything about it. Right now, view appearances as appearances, having no objective existence. When you close your eyes, all those visual appearances are not waiting for you, because they were never out there in the first place. Those appearances, visual appearances, don't exist anywhere when you close your eyes. And when you open your eyes, in that first moment you open your eyes, that's the first moment of existence of those appearances. And that goes for every other appearances of the four physical senses. These appearances, every one of them, are aspects of your own mind. But we know a lot more about the external world with all of its inhabitants than what we can see and hear and taste and touch and smell. Think of people you know. Either personally or by way of the media. Think of anyone you know. By way of sight and sound, maybe touch. You know how they appear. But you know a lot more about this person than their physical appearance. What more do you know about this person? Be specific right now. What more do you know about this person? Does this person have a personality? Feelings, desires, emotions? Does this person have a past? Hopes for the future? Mental afflictions, virtues? Anything, anything? What comes to mind when you think of this person? Now we're not talking about what appears to your physical senses. That's pretty superficial. But what's most important to you about this person, most likely, is not how they look, how they sound, but who they are as a person with a mind. How does this person appear to you? This person out there, how does this person appear to you, to your mind's eye? Because you can't see the inner qualities. You can't measure them with the instruments of science. Think about this person. What do you know about this person? You're looking into a mirror. It's not to say this person who does exist independently of you. It's not to say this person doesn't have those qualities. But you don't know what qualities that person has from their own perspective. Unless you're clairvoyant, all you know is what you know. All you know are your own appearances of that person. The more people you know, the more you know about yourself. If you know despicable people, you know about despicable aspects of your own mind. If you know compassionate people and greedy people and patient people and generous people, foolish people and intelligent people, as you meet each one, you're learning more and more about yourself, because they're all your own appearances. Everyone else you know, hear of, see, they're all your own appearances. Those appearances as, or those people as you know them, are your own appearances. those situations as you know them, regard them, designate them, view them, are what they are because that's the way you view them. They're all your own appearances. All your obstacles are internal. All your friends are internal. All your enemies are internal. And all those people out there who are indifferent to you, they are expressions of your own indifference. And everything you know and everyone you know in the surrounding world, they're not out there. This is your world, this is your relation, your environment. They appear to be out there. And that's why these are called delusive appearances. They're not. They wouldn't appear to you or be designated to you, be labeled to you, unless you did it. So rest in the emptiness of inherent nature, of everything around you that appears in the external environment. And recognize that every person, every object, every situation that you identify and label in your world comes into existence solely by the power of your own conceptual designation, which means it never really came into existence at all. And rest in that knowing that all these phenomena are empty of inherent nature and they are all your own appearances. And rest in that knowing.